There are new developments in the story of a 29-year-old comatose woman who was raped and later delivered a baby boy. State regulators on Wednesday ordered Hacienda Healthcare, the facility where the woman lived since she was 3 years old, to hire an independent management team to run the facility. Joining us right now is KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie, who's been following the story. Kathy, tell us more about what's going on there.
Yeah, so at this point, the Arizona Healthcare Cost Containment System, or ACCESS, and the State Department of Health Services have conducted numerous on-site visits to Hacienda since the incident last month. And what they found led them to issue what they're calling corrective action letters. Specifically, they're directing Hacienda to retain a third-party manager to monitor and oversee operations of the intermediate care facility, which is where the young woman at the center of this story was living, and also their skilled nursing facility. This qualified third party will have to assess each resident and establish things like care plans. And Hacienda will be responsible for the cost, according to the letter. That letter was sent yesterday from ACCESS and DES, Department of Economic Security, but on January 7th, we now know ACCESS sent its first letter with a laundry list of corrective actions following an on-site review conducted around December 31st. One set of actions included conducting testing for STDs on all male and female residents, as well as pregnancy testing for some female patients.
Remarkable that that should have to happen. Are there any updates on the condition of the 29-year-old woman?
Not really, though. Her parents did issue a statement through their attorney saying they hope this ordeal will lead to change, and it could. I had the chance to catch up with State Representative Jennifer Longden this morning. Longden is a wheelchair user and a disability advocate. She was part of a stakeholder meeting that took place yesterday at the governor's office.
The takeaway from the meeting was, I believe, clearly that this is an issue that everyone now takes very seriously, that steps are being taken immediately. Actions are happening, and they're difficult to discuss because there are confidentiality rules around some of this.
She also made a pledge to continue talking about the issue of sexual abuse and vulnerable populations.
And to continue to meet to find the right path forward to make sure that we are serving everyone in our community, including those individuals in group settings, whether they are members of the developmental disability community, our aging community, individuals who are deaf or living with other types of disabilities. We need to ensure that their safety and well-being is protected.
KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie with an update on the Hacienda Healthcare situation. Kathy, thanks.
Thank you, and I'll continue to follow the story and update you as we know more.
Great.